It is your KORN News Radio Sports for this Friday, January 23rd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. San Francisco 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey joins quarterbacks Josh Allen, Trevor Lawrence, Drake May, and Matthew Stafford as finalists for the Associated Press NFL's MVP award. McCaffrey and May also finalists for the Offensive Player of the Year, and McCaffrey and Lawrence among the finalists for Comeback Player of the Year. Those winners will be announced at the NFL Honors Award Ceremony on February 5th, right before the Super Bowl. The Baltimore Ravens have selected Jesse Minter as their new head coach. The team has hired the LA Chargers defensive coordinator to replace John Harbaugh, who was fired earlier this month after 18 years with Baltimore as the Ravens missed the playoffs. Minter spent the past two seasons with the Chargers and previously worked under Jim Harbaugh at the University of Michigan. Last weekend's NFL divisional round playoff games averaged 39 million viewers, the second most watched since audience average numbers started being tracked back in 1988. It was barely off the record of 40 million, which happened just two seasons ago. The four playoff games last weekend were up 5% from last year. The biggest game was the LA Rams and Chicago Bears. That averaged 45 million viewers on Sunday night on NBC. The audience peaked at 52 million in the game's closing minutes. Meanwhile, record numbers for the college football national championship game on Monday night between Indiana and Miami. It was the most watched college football game in 11 years. Indiana's victory averaged 30 million viewers, the second most watched college football playoff title game of all time. It was also the most viewed non-NFL sports telecast since Game 7 of the 2016 World Series between the Chicago Cubs and Cleveland. It's also the fourth most watched college football game in the last 30 years. A lawyer for the fired Michigan head football coach Sherrone Moore says that a criminal case against him should be dismissed based on false information given to police. The lawyer yesterday in court claimed the allegations against Moore are part of an effort to get a big windfall from the school for a woman who he was in a relationship with. Moore was fired in December for a relationship with a staff member. He was charged then with home invasion and other crimes after authorities say he appeared at the woman's apartment and blamed her for his firing. Major League Baseball trade yesterday, All-Star left-hander Mackenzie Gore leaving Washington headed to the Texas Rangers. That'll send five prospects back to the Nationals. Gore gives Texas a frontline starter along with Nathan Eovaldi and Jacob deGrom. He's under team control for the next two seasons, won't be a free agent until after the 2027 season. He is scheduled to make $5.6 million in 2026. Kawhi Leonard would score 24 points last night as the LA Clippers beat the LA Lakers 112-104. Clippers have won 7 of their past 8 games, including 14 of their past 17. Meanwhile, the Lakers, they're just 5-6 in their last 11 games. Luka Doncic led LA with 32 points, 11 rebounds, and 8 assists. Dallas Mavericks would beat the Golden State Warriors last night, 123-115. In the loss, Steph Curry scored 38 points. He was 8 of 15 from 3. Curry becomes the first player in NBA history now to attempt 10,000 career three-pointers. Denver's Peyton Watson scored a career-high 35 points. Nuggets beat Washington 107-97. San Antonio over Utah 126-109. Philadelphia over the Houston Rockets 128-122. And Portland over Miami 127-110. And that's a look at your sports for this Friday, January 23rd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.